This is a mammoth script for two people, especially for yours truly.
That's Theodore Baloukas, or Teddy for short.
I have two monologues that are just ball-breaking. I am not kidding you. I have not had any kind of a life in the last 2 months.
Teddy's a week away from opening for a new off-Broadway play, Nepo Baby. He's starring as an actor in the play, who's been canceled but is trying to find fame again. He's also been tasked with the new side quest of helping his nephew make it in showbiz too. For Teddy,
yes, Teddy,
it's a role of a lifetime.
Well, you can't be doing this for anything but the craft. And it's something I say in the play too. But it really is. It's about the art of the skill set of acting and the craft of it and focus on that.
Teddy has been a working actor in New York for 3 decades. It's the only thing he can imagine doing. Nepo Baby opens in December, and Teddy will be performing a role created and written for him for the first time in 30 years. It'll be one of the hardest things he's done. Perhaps a testament that the hardest thing an actor must do is to just be themselves. And finding a way to bring your own authenticity to the character is much harder than acting itself. It's a Sunday in mid-November, around 4 p.m. on the Upper East Side in the high 90s, right off the park.
Door open.
Teddy's head pops out from behind the front door.
Nice,
he lives on the first floor, just opposite the entrance. He has a thick and tidy beard. His eyebrows are long. There's a narrow hallway leading into a living room that's like an offering to the art gods. There are endless books, lots of framed artwork, but most prominently, there is a large green portrait of Teddy, naked, that nearly takes up the whole length of the wall opposite where we stand. The apartment smells faintly of cigarettes. We start talking about how Teddy's passion for theater turned into a full-blown career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I pivoted to this in my 30s. I think I said it before, I'm like the Grandma Moses of acting, and I was of publishing, too. I just did it on instinct. You know?
He had no formal training. He just picked up wisdom from time and experience on set over the years. From the indie film circuit to off-Broadway to voice acting, he's played hundreds of roles from New York to Cannes to everywhere in between.
You know, before everything was electronic, I would go to the library every week. Backstage would come out. I'd comb through the classifieds. I'd sit and write down all the addresses or I'd Xerox it or whatever. And
we start talking about what being an actor means to him.
It just means digging deeper into authenticity. I mean, the whole thing with a performance should be that it looks like it's not a performance. It should seem seamless.
And one of the toughest things he's ever done is this play, a role inspired by him, a role the playwright could only cast as Teddy.
Augustus is gay, and so, you know, there's that part of the story. It's not in terms of how it's hurt him career-wise, although, you know, I mean, sort of tangentially, but not in terms of him sort of not having been able to make it because of his sexuality. I mean, the way we always think of, oh, actors have to stay closeted and all that. Well, he's not really the leading man type. He's more.
Teddy plays Augustus Nepopoulos. The play is a two-man show, or a two-hander, as Teddy calls it. And after a series of readings and workshops upstate, it turned into a production. There are no big producers, a small budget, and zero props.
So I have to drink a martini like this. You know, there's a lot of muscle memory being employed here.
Teddy mimes drinking a martini. Teddy explains Augustus, or Gussie for short, faces the pressures of the industry.
The commerce of film and theater. You know, it's the ones who have to occupy the mask that really pay the hardest toll.
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Which among us, my lord? Lord, have mercy on our souls. May the Lord save us from this force of evil.
Teddy is rehearsing with Nick Bisa, the playwright and director. Nick is also co-starring in the play as Gussie's nephew, Baby Nepopoulos.
He hasn't gotten what I believe to be like the lead part, like the big lead character that I think that he deserves to truly kind of reveal to everyone like the extent of his talents. And so I wrote him this, and we're doing it.
Yes, we are.
As you can tell, Nick is Australian. He graduated from NYU Tisch last year. He met Teddy through the independent theater scene in Brooklyn. Nick tells me about what acting as a craft means to him, and what it means to the characters he has written, pursuing careers as actors.
The kind of person that you present versus the kind of person that you really are.
And we start talking about the play and the plot between the lines, the historical context not discussed on stage.
So, but it does, I think it paints a very good portrait of a man who's part of that generation that got stuck. They were young when AIDS hit. They didn't die, they survived it.
Teddy is roughly the same age as his character Gussie. And that means Teddy is able to bring an authentic performance because of his own lived experience.
I don't know. I've always been very open, and but I'm not a crusader. I've never made a declaration in my life. I don't know any straight people who have to. Why would I? What for?
Teddy talks about how he got here, how he got to being so unashamedly and perfectly authentic.
How do we make ourselves palatable to others so that they don't hurt us? One of the things I realized personally when I came out, if you will, was that nobody really gave a shit. So it was like, oh, okay, then why didn't I do this sooner? I didn't not have to make an announcement, but just be more comfortable with myself, you know?
I ask him how Gussie's authentic.
I mean, if he has a crime at all, it is because he is extremely authentic. This guy is so bold and ballsy.
And as you've gathered, like Gussie, Teddy is also no nonsense, no bullshit. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Olivia Morrison. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Theme music by Blue Dot Sessions.